Welcome back. Today we're doing an intermediate drum and bass automation move in Ableton Live that sounds simple, but it's one of the most. Why does this drop feel so big? Secrets. Submute automation for impact moments. Because in DNB, the sub isn't just low end, it's the emotional center of the drop. So if you temporarily take it away, even for a split second, the return feels massive. Not because you made it louder, but because you created contrast. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean, repeatable way to mute or dip only the sub layer without wrecking your bass vibe, without clicks, and without the mix falling apart when the low end disappears. First, a quick setup check. This whole technique works best when your bass is split into two layers, sub and mid. So, you want one track that is only your sub, roughly 30 to 90 Hz, usually a sine or triangle. Keep it mono. Then another track for mid bass, like your Reis, growl, distorted layer, basically everything that gives character and movement above the sub. Group those into a bass bus so you stay organized. On the sub track, drop an EQ8 and low pass at somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. You can go a bit steeper if your sound has extra harmonics you don't want. Then add utility. Turn mono on. Set width to 0. If you're in Live 12 and you see bass mono options, use them, but the main point is, your sub should be solid in the center. On the mid bass track, do the opposite with EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 so the sub lane stays clean and the layers don't fight. This is the big mindset shift. We're not muting the bass. We're muting the sub layer only, so the mid bass keeps rolling and the groove doesn't die. That's what gives you impact without turning the track into a void. Now let's do the recommended method. This is the one I use the most because it's reliable and it's the least clicky. Method A, utility gain automation. On your sub track, make sure utility is the first device in the chain. That matters because you want to control the level before anything else reacts. Set utility gain to 0 dB. Now hit it to show automation lanes. In the automation chooser for the sub track, select utility, then gain. Here's your mute. Draw the gain down to minus infinity for a full cut, or try something like minus 24 dB for a ghost sub, where you feel the space, but don't completely remove the floor. And this is the part that separates clean from amateur. Don't do a perfectly vertical cut. If you hard drop a sine wave to silence instantly, you can get pops and clicks, because you're cutting the waveform at a random point. So instead, give it a tiny ramp. Fade down over about 2 to 10 milliseconds. Fade back in over about 5 to 20 milliseconds. Tiny diagonal lines, not walls. If you're thinking, that ramp is so small I can barely see it, perfect. That's the point. You're just declicking it. Now let's talk timing, because timing is where the magic is. Classic pre-drop vacuum, in the bar before the drop. Mute the sub on beat 4 for about a quarter note, then bring it back right on beat 1. Your kick and drop hit feel like they land harder, even if you didn't change their levels. Snare impact enhancer. Right before a big snare on 2 or 4. Dip the sub for a 16th to an 8th note. Not necessarily a full mute. Try minus 6 to minus 18 dB. You'll be shocked how much louder the snare feels without touching the snare. Jungle fake out. Mute for half a bar while the break keeps talking. That creates tension like the track is holding its breath. Now, quick coach note. It's smart to think in two intensities of sub removal. 1. A safe dip you can sprinkle often, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. This is groove seasoning. It adds punch without destabilizing the roller. 2. The effect mute, minus infinity. Save those for the biggest moments, so they stay rare. Rare equals impactful. Okay. Method B is more musical and it's awesome for build-up tension. Auto filter high pass mute. On the sub track, add auto filter after utility. Set it to high pass. Set the cutoff low, like 20 to 30 Hz, so it's basically not doing anything. Then automate the cutoff up to around 150 to 300 Hz when you want the sub to disappear. This doesn't feel like a hard on-off switch. It feels like the floor is lifting out from under you, which is perfect for 2 to 4 bar buildups. You can add a little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, but be careful. Resonance can create a bump that sounds like fake sub in the wrong spot. If it starts honking or creating a weird low note, back it off. Method C is about repeatable patterns. Gating the sub. Drop a gate on the sub track. Set it tight. Super short hold, maybe 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 10 to 40 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Then instead of automating the device on and off, automate the threshold. Device on off can click. Threshold automation is usually smoother and more controllable. This is great for patterns like every fourth bar, the sub stops for tiny moment at the turnaround, or a consistent rhythmic mute in halftime sections. Now, let's make this practical and fast, because automation is only powerful if you actually use it repeatedly. Build a clean one-bar sub-dip pattern you like, then copy and paste it to every 8 or 16 bar turnaround. D10B is built on phrases, use that. Drop locators in the arrangement like turnaround sub-dip or drop vacuum. That sounds simple, but it keeps your choices intentional instead of random scribbles. And keep your automation on the sub-track, not the whole bass group. If you mute the whole group, you lose the mid-movement and the drop often feels smaller, not bigger. Now, common problems and how to fix them quickly. If your mix collapses when the sub mutes, the mute is probably too long, or your mid-bass is too thin. In a roller, keep it short, 16th to quarter note most of the time. Longer mutes are for breakdown tension, not constant groove. If you get clicks or pops, don't just zoom in and redraw the automation forever. Also, check your sub synth envelope. If your sub has a long release, re-entry can feel weird because your hearing sustain behavior restart abruptly. Tighten the amp release a bit, maybe into that 80 to 150 millisecond range for a tighter DNB sub. Also, check mono. Put a utility on the master and hit mono as a quick test. Sub tricks that only work in stereo aren't really working. And here is a big one. Check what else lives in the sub band. If your kick has strong energy at 40 to 70 Hz and you mute the sub, suddenly the kick might feel way too dominant or boomy, like the low-end balance flips. A quick fix is to slightly reduce the kick's low shelf by a couple dB below around 60 to 80 Hz, or shorten the kick tail. The goal is, when the sub disappears, it feels like tension, not like your kick is exposing the mix. Now let's add a couple heavier D10B Pro moves, but keep them subtle. First, make the return readable on small speakers. Add a saturator after utility on the subtrack. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Very gentle. You're not turning your sub into mid-bass. You're just adding controlled harmonics so the return is perceptible even at low volume. Next, return timing. Don't treat the return like it must land exactly on the grid. Try exactly on the downbeat for authority. Try a few milliseconds late for that heavier lurch, especially in dark step or halftime. Or even a tiny bit early, like a 1/64 for urgency in techie rollers. These micro timing choices can feel bigger than boosting 2 dB. Another psychoacoustic trick, while the sub is muted, let the mids feel wider or slightly louder, just a touch. For example, on the mid-bass layer, automate utility width up a little, or give a gentle 1 to 2 dB lift in the 200 to 800 range. Then, when the sub returns, remove that extra width or boost. The center locks back in and it reads as weight. Okay, quick 10-minute practice, so you can actually internalize this. Set up a simple 174 BPM loop. Tick on 1, snare on 2 and 4 rolling hats. Create a sub with operator. Ask a sine wave. Set the amp envelope release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it's tight, but not clicky. Add utility first on the sub. Now automate utility gain like this. In bar 7 beat 4, dip to minus infinity for an 8th note. In bar 8 beat 4, dip to minus 12 dB for a 16th note. Loop bars 7 through 9 and listen for two things. 1. Does bar 9 feel bigger, like the drop arrives with more authority? 2. Any clicks? If yes, add tiny fade ramps on the automation and, if needed, slightly tighten the sub release. Then do the bonus. Instead of full mute on that first one, only dip to minus 18 dB. Notice how the groove feels different. Full cuts are dramatic. Dips are groove enhancing. To finish, here's the recap you should remember the next time you're arranging a drop. Mute the sub layer, not the whole bass. Utility gain automation is your cleanest all-round tool. Add tiny ramps for click-free results. Use short mutes for rollers and save longer ones for tension sections. Make it repeatable. Build one-bar patterns, copy them, label locators. And for heavier vibes, combine sub-mutes with subtle saturation, micro-timing decisions, and mid-bass continuity so the track never loses momentum. If you tell me what style you're making liquid roller, Neuro, Jungle, or Halftime and what you're using for the sub, like Operator, Wave Eatable, Sampler, or Serum, I can suggest three specific sub-mute patterns plus exact settings for a phase stable, click-resistant return.